Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
All right, Rob, let's get back to serious football things. Let's get to some of the top storylines on Sunday in the NFL.
Carrington, let's start Sunday storylines with what could be a big change in the NFL type of game. Noon, it is Broncos and Ravens from Baltimore. Despite every national talking head speaking highly of the Ravens, both of these teams are 5-3. Carrington, I'm not saying the Broncos are great. I'm not saying they're a Super Bowl team, but does a win on Sunday over the Ravens change the national perception around the Broncos from ho-hum, beating up on a bad schedule, to, oh, there's something to contend with in the AFC?
I mean, these next 3 weeks, I would say, do that for the Denver Broncos. They play the Ravens on Sunday, they play the Chiefs next Sunday, and then they play the Atlanta Falcons. So you are playing three teams that I believe are going to win their division, three playoff teams, three teams that are very balanced offensively and defenses, three teams with great quarterbacks. So we are going to learn everything we need to know about the Broncos over the course of the next 3 weeks. I mean, the Broncos win so far. They beat Tampa Bay earlier, and that has really propped this team. They beat them on the road when Tampa Bay was fully healthy. Since then, they have beat the Jets, Raiders, Saints, with Spencer Rattler at quarterback, and they beat up on the Carolina Panthers. All right, it's one thing to do that to those teams. Go do that to Baltimore. Go do that on the road against Kansas City. Go do that at home against the Atlanta Falcons. So the Broncos are one of those teams that have gotten off to a good start. They are 5-3, but their schedule and the intensity is about to ratchet up here in this second half.
Staying in the AFC, maybe the biggest storyline of the week in the National Football League is the Indianapolis Colts, but for all the reasons you don't want to be a storyline, they are benching their quarterback, and Joe Flacco is in this week. Carrington, the Colts are 500 and very alive in the AFC playoff picture because they are 500. Does Joe Flacco make them a playoff team, or is this just grasping at straws because they are about to flame out hard without a quarterback?
They're definitely a better team, I would say, with Joe Flacco than they are with Anthony Richardson. You got this stretch coming up here in the month of November. They have on the road against Minnesota, home against Buffalo, on the road on Sunday Night Football against the Jets. Would have to think that that game gets flexed out. I certainly hope that it does. I'm tired of watching the Jets in nationally televised games. And then they got the Lions coming up to end November. So this is a big week for the Indianapolis Colts. I do think that Joe Flacco gives you a fighting chance in those games. I would probably say that the Colts are on the outside looking in. I don't think they're a playoff team, but you certainly have a shot with Flacco that I don't think you had with Richardson.
Let's pivot across the conference to the NFC. Honestly, game of the weekend. Lions, Packers, 325, Fox at Lambeau Field. Carrington, every battle in the NFC North is appointment television. This game is no different. Do the Lions continue their march to being the best team in the NFC, or does a potentially healthy Jordan Love, I saw he practiced today, change things and it's go Pack go?
Something always wrong with Jordan Love. It's the second time he's been hurt this year, ain't it? What's going on with Jordan Love?
He's
what was
hurt
he doing in
the
offseason, man? You got to stretch out. Get more limber, Jordan Love. All right, back to the topic. I know the Chiefs are the best team in the league. I'm not questioning that. I know they're the best team in the league. The Lions, I think, have maybe played – the Lions have shown a higher ceiling, I think, than any other team in the National Football League. I really like this Lions team. I think there's a lot of reasons to like them. They are certainly the favorites in the NFC if you want to remove them from the conversation of Kansas City. This is a big stretch for them as well. On the road against Green Bay, you just mentioned that. They also play Houston on the road next weekend on Sunday Night Football. So we will have two big spots for the Detroit Lions. They are the favorite here. My question with the Lions, are they going to be a team that makes a pass rush move to try to make up for the loss of Aiden Hutchinson? Aiden Hutchinson was on the short list for Defensive Player of the Year before he went out with the injury. Is his injury enough to derail this team, or are they going to potentially make a move to try to go get some pass rush? That's a team that honestly maybe should have been in on trying to get Joshua Uche, especially because you could have got him for so cheap. They didn't get him. Kansas City got him, but that's going to be the thing to watch with this Lions team.
Carrington, our final question from Sunday. Do you believe we could see an upset? It is noon. It is the Cowboys, an under 500 Cowboys team, on the road, but kind of sort of a home game, against the Atlanta Falcons in 5-3. Do the Cowboys pull the upset, or is suddenly Mike McCarthy's seat super hot at 3-5?
Yeah, I'm not doing this. I mean, when you look at the teams that the Atlanta Falcons have lost to, they lost to Pittsburgh, Kansas City, and Seattle. Three teams that are in the postseason. Dallas is not on the same caliber or level of either one of those teams. Where would you say that the Cowboys are better than the Atlanta Falcons? Maybe you argue their quarterback. He's certainly not playing better than what Kirk Cousins is. They're not a better rushing team. They don't have more weapons than them. I'm not sure if they have a better defense. Atlanta is the better team. They're at home, and you're telling me it's a coin flip game? Yeah, take the Falcons here. I'm surprised that the number is this close.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.